Well, here is a story that I want to break to you. There was a, you know the story about Officer Chrisman in the Phoenix PD, charged with second-degree murder. Again, there's nothing to do with his guilt or innocence right now. But apparently, Phoenix PD is moving a termination hearing, which is a Loudermill hearing. And they were moving with a hearing to fire Officer Chrisman. Now, you know, again, if you're going to wait for due process, I'm not saying you put the guy back to work and you let him go do his job and you put him back on the street. But to fire somebody, at the very least, it looks horrible, doesn't it? I mean, it looks really, really bad, because what happens is this. You know, I was watching the First 48, which is one of my favorite shows on television. It's a documentary about homicide investigations. And there was three kids down in Tucson that murdered a cab driver for his money, and they murdered him for no reason. No reason at all. And when the guy that was the trigger man was on trial in Tucson, the defense attorney at opening arguments, or at the very opening of the hearing of this case, requested that he could have his client dressed in civilian clothes instead of prison garb because of how it looked to the jury. And fair enough. How's it going to look to a jury if a police officer is fired before the trial? That's just appearances alone, okay? But aside from that, there was a hearing in front of a Superior Court judge. His name is Robert Oberbillig. I think I'm pronouncing that right. And he has now issued a temporary restraining order preventing the Phoenix PD from proceeding with this termination hearing, because an officer has, as everybody does, a Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. And he, in order for him to take part in a hearing where they would fire him, he's got to talk about something that they can't force him to talk about. But at the proceeding, the judge inquired as to witnesses at the grand jury. The judge was informed that Chrisman's attorney presented defense witnesses to the county attorney's office, and the county attorney refused to let defense witnesses speak. Now, they don't have to. You know, prosecuting attorney does not have to allow any defense evidence in at a grand jury hearing. They need to only present enough evidence to say, yes, there's evidence here that would warrant a trial. But apparently, the judge, as part of this hearing, is saying, you know, there's some evidence to the contrary that this isn't a slam dunk, that this cop is guilty of second-degree murder. Therefore, they are now making it, because you can't defend yourself in a hearing for your job, and any evidence that's there may be used against you in court or otherwise, or nothing else, your defense tactics. So right now, it looks as if this officer is not going to lose his job. And, you know, I look at this, and you look at this as a backdrop, and I'll tell you, this Sergeant Drenth, who was laid to rest today, and you look at what officers do, you ask me why, or people have sent me emails asking me why I'm not more on this, because I don't have the answers. And I'm not throwing either one of these two cops under the bus. They're both in a difficult situation that neither one of them should ever want to be in. And I'm sure neither ever wanted to be in. And I'm not throwing either one of them under the bus. And I don't necessarily think either one of them should be yet. Let's let the evidence play itself out. But I thought I'd let you know, we're the only ones that have this information. Our news department's working on for more details of this. But right now, as you know, Phoenix PD has been restrained from firing this cop right now. They're not allowed to fire him. I just thought it was important information for you to have.